While brick factories are common in urban areas that were transportation hubs, it's rare to find brick industrial architecture in a rural setting. The Manhattan Shirt Factory marks a transition from 19th century industry, which focused on local raw materials such as slate and dairy, to the 20th century, when factories brought raw materials to process and then mass market to consumers all over the country. The owner of the Manhattan Shirt Company, Henry Spalholz, was also president of the First National Bank and village president. This factory, the company's third, was built here in 1909. Along with Spalholz's own Queen Anne-style home behind the factory, many new houses sprang up on Beeman and Church Streets close to the factory, and other industries clustered along the rail line. Continue driving for another 2 miles. A century before the shirt factory was built, this road was more of a trail and a trial. But with the construction of the turnpike, commerce expanded. Pulteney's location proved to be at a strategic halfway point between Burlington to the north and the Hudson River near Albany to the south. Until the canals and then the railroads were built, this turnpike was the best route for stagecoaches, wagons, and reliable mail service. Local farmers could transport their produce to markets in Albany. Cattle prodders, herding their stock to the markets of Boston, would pause here for the night. This commerce increased the competition between the townspeople of this village, once called West Pulteney and known as a small milling hamlet, and the more prosperous East Pulteney. At mile 2, for example, the red brick house on the left operated a distillery, one of 10 in town. It opened around 1815, just after the turnpike did, and distilled rye whiskey for downtown Pulteney and for the taverns up the road at the Farnham Toll House. When you reach Farnham Road, turn left and pause.